This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Cheryl Hines and Tig Notaro on a podcast. Hey.
Coming at you. Hey, Tig, there's a lot to cover in this one. And we cover it.
There's not that much to cover.
There
in this
is.
One.
There's a lot of story.
I wouldn't say there's a lot.
There's a lot of.
There's triangles. There's tribble. Or what's it called?
Narkle. Snarkle.
Narkle. Snarkle.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I was trying to say that name.
Snarkle?
Snarkle.
Anyway, you'll really have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, you'll have to listen.
To understand what that means.
To understand snarkle.
ladies and jerks, welcome to Lula Rich.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, Tig. Hey.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm shooting a flight attendant, mm-hmm. and it's so fun.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun.
That's so great. That's so great.
Yeah.
And do you feel confident the other actors are saying that, like...
About me? You think they go home and they're like, good God.
Well, no, I just, I'm just wondering, do you think you're having the same experience? Because I leave sets a lot of times going, that was so fun. And then I think, I wonder if they were miserable.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, they seem pretty happy. You know, some sets, there are maybe like one or two sad sacks,
mm-hmm.
sad Sallys that are just like,
yeah.
When do we get off? When do we go home?
Yeah.
I don't feel that vibe at all. It's like everybody seems excited to be there.
And wait, have you still not dropped my name?
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
That is.
There's a lot going on, Tig.
I know, but you should write it on your hand.
I know, because, Kaylee Cuoco is on Curb this season.
Just accidentally unrelated to?
Yes.
You being on the, that's crazy.
Yes. It's crazy. So when I do see her, I mean, no offense, but you're the last thing on my mind.
That's why I'm saying you should write it on your hand.
I'm going to write it on my hand. And then during the scene, it's going to be like, why does Hines mention, have something?
Mention Tig. To Kaylee.
How are you doing? You're busy.
I'm a little busy, but good. I'm gearing up for my Reese rom-com.
Oh, my gosh.
Working on my rom-com lines.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you need help running lines, you just let me know.
Would you really?
No, but I can tell you a good app that you can use.
Is it called My Wife?
Oh, I like that she has nothing else to do but run lines with you.
She offers.
Oh, that's sweet.
I never ask her to. And we really don't do that, really, for each other.
Well, you don't offer her, but she offers it to you. That's what I'm hearing you say.
That might be right. But that I mean, also, she's been on the L Word, which is just like really raunchy.
Sexy. She doesn't want you to
hear those
lines. I know
you're into porn. No, she doesn't care.
No, I love porn so much. I like that. That's how you start a sentence. I know you're into porn.
Well, you made it clear the last episode.
I'm not going to tell you anything anymore if you're going to hold it against me.
Do you know that country song? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Would you hold it against me? I do. Tig, I think we should get right into this. We've got a lot. We have a lot to cover.
Okay.
So today we are talking about Lula Rich. It's a 4-part 2021 docuseries directed by Jenna First and Julia Willoughby Nasson. It details the story of LuLaRoe, a billion-dollar multi-level marketing clothing company founded by Mark and Deanne Stidham.
No way to
LuLaRoe's,
know.
Wow, could we know? LuLaRoe's explosive growth led to controversy and national headlines.
Whoa,
not the kind that we're used to.
No. Mm-hmm.
Lula Rich is available to watch on Amazon Prime. Okay.
Were you familiar with LuLaRoe?
No. Were you?
Look at me again and ask me that with a straight face. Truly. I just want to do it. Look at me and say that.
Hey, Tig, are you familiar with LuLaRoe?
No, it kind of worked. But no, I wasn't.
I wasn't either. And I know that comes as a shock to you because I feel like you were trying to say to me, oh, you probably have a closet full of LuLaRoe. And by the way, good for you if you have LuLaRoe in your closet.
I'm not judging people that bought LuLaRoe. I'm just saying, look at me in my flannel.
Flannel, yeah.
And my camouflage pants.
Yeah, you're not.
No,
you're not.
I'm not the target demographic.
You are not the target demographic. Mm-mm. Okay, so anybody that's unfamiliar with LuLaRoe, this couple, these two people, Deanne and Mark Stidham, the founders of LuLaRoe, have been married for 23 years. They have 14 children. They're Mormons, and they are both from entrepreneurial families. It's interesting to me because when you first meet them, like Deanne, you know, she had a lot of kids and some adopted kids, which I, you know, it's not easy to adopt children, mm-mm, especially when you already have a bunch of children. So I think that shows that she won me over because of her generous spirit there, mm-hmm, at the, mm-hmm, beginning. And they started this company, LuLaRoe, because it's a combination of their three granddaughters, Lucy, Lola, and Monroe.
Their first three granddaughters. They now have several grand. And I thought about this, how if I were one of the granddaughters that didn't get my name in there.
Well, maybe now. Like, I mean, let's know, not.
LuLaRoe-ig. I would be thrilled to not have my not name in that. You know, it sounds like an honor to have your name be a part of a company, but it's complicated.
Yes. So this woman named Deanne, she started selling children's dresses, mm-hmm, at after-school parties. So she says, oh, I love clothes and I love shopping, but I couldn't afford to go to Rodeo Drive and buy fancy dresses. And so she went to a swap meet and she saw these really cute girls' dresses. And she bought a bunch of them and she said, can I buy these and then sell them? And they said, yes. And so that's what she started doing. So she would have little parties after school and she'd sell to moms. And it was cute. It was good-hearted and everybody seemed to be excited. They were all excited about it and it was fun. And it was very sweet. And she made $40,000 on her first one. Whoa.
It's a pocket of cash.
Then she moved to maxi skirts. Okay.
Okay. This is where
it
gets tricky. You move up to maxi skirts.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of a maxi skirt. Have you?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
So in case you don't know what a maxi skirt is, it's just a long skirt.
Oh, like maximum skirt.
Are you just now understanding that?
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Maxi skirt?
As opposed to a mini skirt.
Oh.
Oh, for
It could have been named after someone named Maxi. I didn't see a skirt. I didn't know.
You had no idea what maxi skirt
I don't know. Meant. They were showing different things like leggings and skirts, and I didn't know which one was the maxi skirt.
Okay.
Okay, well, so maxi is maximum skirting.
The whole thing about LuLaRoe is it's all very bold, bright colors and patterns.
And it has nothing to do with Lululemon.
No.
No. So no. Just to clarify.
No. These are crazy.
Because Lululemon has leggings.
Leggings.
Yeah. And this is a different company.
You guys, this is a different company.
I think Lululemon would appreciate me clarifying that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Hey, Lululemon.
Hey. Hey, Lululemon. Hey.
You want to hear a news station explain what LuLaRoe is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've probably seen their brightly colored tops and leggings on your social media feed.
LuLaRoe sells clothing to independent fashion retailers. Well, they resell the items to customers through online and in-house sales.
LuLaRoe's approach, what's called multi-level marketing. Retailers buy in with a minimum purchase, in LuLaRoe's case, about $5,000, then sell to customers at a markup.
When I started LuLaRoe, I couldn't even afford a $5 box of cereal. 4.5 years later, I was just able to buy my dream home.
Okay, so what happened was Deanne, people were so excited about these clothes that she said to other women, hey, if you want to buy it from me for, I don't know, $20 or $10, and you sell it for twice as much, and you can do the same thing that I'm doing, have little parties and invite people to buy clothes, which all sounds fine to me.
It sounds like a blast. What do you mean, sounds fine?
And
girlfriend.
Right? So then what you realize quickly is that, well, I'll just say it. Well, you can say it.
A pyramid scheme?
Yeah. It turns into a pyramid scheme where...
If a business is set up like a pyramid...
By the way, there was a moment when they were giving like... awards to people who had moved up in the company, and one of them was like a triangle charm. So, or a pyramid.
A pyramid charm.
A pyramid charm. Which, by the way, I mean, I was like, oh, I get it. I don't mind a pyramid scheme.
I know you don't. This is your world.
This is up my alley. Plus, there's a product involved, which I like. Mm-hmm. It seems fun to have people over and you show them, you know, the latest
your leggings.
Maxi skirts or leggings. But then what happened is Deanne and what's his name, Mark, they started charging people who wanted to do this. They would say, okay, it's going to cost you $6,000 to do this.
And we'll send you...
Yeah, we'll send you clothes. Don't worry about it. You don't have a choice of what we send you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to sell that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a flurry of excitement. People were very excited about these clothes, right? It seems like it.
I mean, they've made a lot of money.
I mean,
so clearly there's some excitement somewhere. Is it your style?
It's not my vibe. If I'm wearing leggings, I don't want to call attention to my ass.
Okay.
I mean, I know.
Isn't that what leggings do?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're just wearing them to work out, I don't wear leggings out and about usually. Mm-hmm. But these leggings are like.
I haven't once.
Like, do you have a pair of leggings?
No. No.
You don't have a pair of leggings.
Ask me that again with a straight face.
I bet Stephanie has leggings.
I don't think she does.
Oh, well, they're important to have.
For what?
You work out in them. You.
Well, we don't work out.
Oh, you're just naturally that fantastic.
We take walks. I mean, that's not like a workout.
You don't do yoga or Pilates. You don't do a dance class.
No. Wait, ask me if I take a dance class again.
Is the whole episode going to be me having to re-ask you things?
Well, if you continue to ask me outrageous questions casually, then yes.
I think you like to dance.
Do you think I'm like, listen, Cheryl, I can't record on Wednesdays because that'll interfere with my tap dance,
dance class.
Actually, tap dance does interest me.
Okay, well, that's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Where are you going to tap dance?
Anywhere that there's a hard floor.
Oh, my God. I love that you go to a party and just get tap your tap shoes out and start tap dancing.
Well, what kind of dance do you think I was going to do? Like
a hip hop, you know, you could do hip hop workout moves.
Workout class.
Like a kickball change and a grind it, grind it. Kickball change and a grind it, grind it.
Cheryl.
I will take you to a class.
You do hip hop? No, I want to do like Fred Astaire workout class.
I would like to see that. And will you please go live when you do that? Because I need to see that.
Go live?
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's give everyone a break and then we'll be back and I will tap dance for everyone.
Okay.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back.
We're back. Okay, so Tig, do you want to hear how the women, I think they were all women.
By the way, speaking of not knowing if they were all women, last night, after 5.5 years of being alive, my son Finn asked me if I was a boy or girl.
God, that is the funniest thing I have ever
I was
heard.
Sitting in his room waiting for story time and he was finishing up playing something and then he looked up and they call me Mère, which is French for mother. And but I guess they don't know that it stands for mother, that it means mother. And he said, Mère, are you a boy or a girl?
Oh.
And I said, well, what do you think I am? And he said, I think you're a boy.
Aww.
And I said, no, I'm a girl. And then Stephanie said, what do you think I am? He said, you're a girl. and then I thought, well, here's my new joke about my gender reveal party at 50 that's solely for my children. I mean, it's not a fully worked out joke yet, but
no, just... but it's, listen, if you just tell the story, there's nothing funnier.
That's oh, my God.
Kind of. It's were you incredible. Shocked or were you just like...
Of course I was shocked. I didn't have any clue that he was wondering,
he was wondering.
That for years. For years.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't expect the question ever and certainly not in that moment. And I just thought it was the funniest, cutest thing in the world.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's really
funny. Mère, are you a boy or a girl?
Oh, fair question.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, do you want to hear how this woman, Courtney, this is how people sold these clothes, right? They were the retailers. Mm-hmm. So if you decided you wanted to sell LuLaRoe clothes, then you would become a retailer. Mm-hmm. And then they would go live. And let's listen to Courtney, this woman, mm-hmm. Courtney, do her selling.
Hey, girl, hey. All right, I'll give everybody a minute to hop on and then I'll go because you can always rewatch it.
My name is Courtney Harwood. I started with LuLaRoe in March of 2015.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly, she's a fan of Tig and Cheryl True Story because.
Hey, Courtney, hey.
Hey, Courtney, hey.
She knows. She knows how to reach people.
She knows our catchphrase and she's not scared to use it.
That really made me laugh when I was watching it. And I saw that. I was like, oh, I got to pause this. Yeah. So they go live and then they show you the clothes and they have them numbered. Like if you like 382, then let me know. And then somebody buys it. I mean, I was impressed with the whole setup, to be honest.
Would you get involved in it? Do you have $6,000? Does Dr. Becky Hines have $6,000 to loan you to get involved in this?
Well, the thing is I don't know that I have the space to put, I mean, these ladies, they would have to empty out their garage or a bedroom or something to put all these clothes in.
I'm forgetting, when did this movie come out?
It just came out 2021, September 2021.
Oh, okay, September. Yeah. So this is new.
Red hot.
Yeah.
White hot.
Because during the documentary, I looked up to see their website and they're still
popping.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So.
Well, you can say that about anything or anyone. Like, I'm happy. I'm thriving.
You're still here. So LuLaRoe started expanding so quickly.
And by the way, if we're covering a documentary about a company that's doing a pyramid scheme, it's fair to say they're still going for now because you can kind of gather.
Well.
Okay.
Okay. So it started growing so fast. Mm-hmm. These two could not keep up with it. I mean, it was just, they had 500 retailers very quickly. So they decided.
Their tights were flying off the shelves.
People were crazy for the tights. And so they called their family together.
Oh my gosh. I just realized why tights are called tights.
Tig, what is wrong with you tonight? Maxi skirts are called maxis and tights are tights because they're tight.
I never thought about that.
Tig! Oh my gosh.
I didn't. I mean, aren't there things in the world that are called very obvious things that.
Yeah, tights. Know?
For me, it was space. I thought about that
like
one day.
Space is so. You're like, whoa, that's right on the nose.
Calling well, yeah, it space. It's like, wow, there's a lot of space. And those are tights. It's just like a really.
It's on the. It's a little.
It's like a dumb person walking around just going tights, space.
What should we call it? Yeah. Tights. So they called all their kids together, and these are grown kids and everything, and they just assigned them all
jobs
in this company that turned into. I mean, that was in 2015, I think. You know, 2014, and then by 2016. LuLaRoe made over $70 million. That is crazy.
Yeah. Do you have 70 mil?
I sure don't. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have a piece of LuLaRoe?
That's right.
And then they moved to Corona, California. Mm-hmm. They had all of these retailers just dying for this product. And they were like trying to keep up as best they could with the product. Yep. And at the same time, they just kept signing people up, asking
growing,
them.
Growing.
They needed to either send in 5,000, 7,000, 10,000 to get started. People were
What?
They were helpful and telling people how they could come up with the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to say?
What?
That at one point, ladies were selling their breast milk.
Oh, yeah. Did you do that ever?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sold a lot of it.
Did you sign the little package?
I signed it, Cheryl Hines, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's hard because at the beginning of the story, you know, these women, it goes back to a lot of the documentaries that we see, right? Where people love to have a purpose. They love to be accepted. They love to have, you know, like-minded people around them. Mm-hmm. And they threw big parties, and these women were so happy and they felt important and they were making a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot.
I mean, all of them.
No, but the ones that were making a lot were making tens of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, you could say
millions.
Millions. Yeah.
Well, there's different levels.
There are different levels, like a pyramid.
Yeah.
So if you imagine the top, but then the problem is, and what's so sad is, well, first of all, before we even get to the sad part, when I was watching that, I was like, how do they keep selling? Like, if I was selling leggings, I feel like I would run out of friends that wanted these crazy print leggings in like 3 days. And then it would be like, oh my God, Cheryl's calling, please. Do not call me about your leggings party. I don't need the maxi skirt and I don't need any more leggings.
Yeah.
How do they keep selling?
Well, people, it's the different patterns, right? You want all the different colors and patterns. You want an octopus. You want ice cream cones.
Yes.
You know I would. If this were my thing, I would be like, girlfriend, I'll have one of everyone.
And when they got their dream print, because they love these prints, they called it their unicorn.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Isn't that what anyone calls anything that's unusual and limited?
A unicorn?
Yeah. It's a unicorn.
But I don't think I've ever called anything a unicorn.
What about unicorns?
Yes. By the way, this is weird. When my daughter was little, I wanted to have animals at her party. I mean, looking back, it's
probably
not. You hired
a unicorn?
Well, I called this woman who would, you know, had animals, and she said, we also have a unicorn. And I was like, you know what? I bet you don't. I said, what are you talking about? She said, I can bring a unicorn. And I was like, can you just talk me through this? What are you talking about? And she's like, I said, so is this a horse that you put a horn on?
A horn like, fa-fa. Like a pointy horn on the head.
It's like a pointy horn. And I don't know. That just got me. And by the way, it was around that time when I was looking at schools for my daughter, and I went to this one school, and it was like I think this was like a preschool, and they said, we really listen to the children and we hear what they want. And then we go in that direction. And last year it was mermaids, and they really wanted to see a mermaid. So we went to the beach. We set up little mermaid welcoming center.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I'm thinking, what in the fucker balls are they talking about?
Well, let me tell you, this is very Hollywood.
Oh, is this like this is a Hollywood thing?
I feel like it is, but go ahead.
Well, so, and she said, you know, we waited all day and the kids were excited to see a mermaid. I'm like, yeah. And then what happened? She said, the mermaid never came. And I'm just sitting in a room full of adults like, is anyone else hearing this? And we had to explain, there really is no such thing as a mermaid. Some people like to talk about it. And I was like, why did you make these poor kids build a mermaid hut and sit out at the beach all day?
You could have just
insanity.
Had a little bunny hop around the backyard, you know?
between the unicorn and the mermaid, I was like, yeah, this town is nuts.
but hey, I'm all in and I'm staying.
I do love this town.
Do you love LA?
Oh my gosh, I love LA.
Do you?
I really do.
Yeah. What do you love about it?
I've met some of the most creative, interesting, intelligent people here. And I feel like LA is the place where people have these great imaginations and they're imagining scripts and TV shows and video games of they imagine what
unicorns
people want to see. Unicorns and mermaids.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I love the people.
Do you typically just run into all great people out here?
I feel like I've had mostly really great experiences with people.
That's good.
What about you? I feel like you haven't. I can hear it. Just tell the tone.
No,
of
I've had both. I've had both.
Mm.
For sure. And I agree. There's very creative, interesting people out here. I mean, I met my wife here. I met you. I met Thomas. I met Gabby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't move here intentionally. So I don't feel, I think, as attached as most people do.
Mm.
I always feel kind of like I could go anywhere.
No, I love the beach and I love the water and I love the mountains and I love the weather and I like that everybody's outside and they're...
I mean, I do like it. And I feel like I went through a period where I was like really down on it. And now I feel like I'm coming around the other side again a bit. But let's take a break and we will be right back to discuss the documentary.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back.
So now, people, it's turning into this multi-million dollar, billion dollar company. And Sam, the nephew that's working for them, he thinks he spent $30 million at their 2017 convention. And that's just a party where they booked Carrie Patey.
Carrie Patey. What's your name?
Katy Perry.
You know, Katy Perry. I've often wondered in these types of documentaries how people like that feel when they're included.
Oh my gosh. Cannot be happy about that.
Yeah. Or like Kelly
Mario
Clarkson.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your dear friend Mario, who promoted this podcast.
I love Mario. And he was very sweet. And he came and, you know, took pictures with people. And by the way, you know, nobody knows what this is. That somebody calls and says, hey, well.
Yeah, here's your money. Come show up. Yeah. And you do. And then.
And I'm sure the people are nice. Right. And it's a lovely time. And it's like, you don't know. Oh, then it takes a weird turn.
Okay.
Deanne decides to go to Tijuana. This is where I was like, what?
Right. For the stomach sleeve.
Yeah, gastric sleeve.
I wasn't familiar with gastric sleeves.
I wasn't either. Yeah. I didn't know what that... It was weird. Why Tijuana? If you're going to... Listen, no offense to Tijuana.
Okay.
Hey, Tijuana, hey. But...
it doesn't feel like, come on down for your medical procedure.
Right. Deanne starts a group called Tijuana Skinnies.
Okay.
Where she's now telling some of the retailers if they want in, there's a group going to Tijuana to do the procedure.
Do you think they knew the person down there or was getting a cut?
Oh, definitely. There was some sort of something happening, uh-huh. Don't you think? Yeah.
You don't think everything was on the up and up? I would trust her with my life.
Okay, this was also weird because at some point, Deanne and Mark were telling the retailers, these women who were successful, they were saying, what you need to do is get your husband to quit his job because he needs to stop working so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a weird turn?
Yeah. I'm not that familiar with Mormon folk, but I feel like there's a real big... I don't know, not necessarily in Christianity where women encourage the men to quit working, but just that like
you're serving, yeah, it's all about the man,
yeah,
you want them to be comfortable and happy,
yeah,
and
yeah,
while you're like busting your balls, if you will.
Yeah, even if you won't.
So at some point, the market is saturated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stall happening. Mm-hmm. It's stalling out because people are like, how many crazy leggings can a person buy? How many crazy leggings can a person sell? And they were making such shoddy leggings now.
Well, yeah, the quality declined.
The quality declined because they could not make them fast enough. They were outgrowing their factory, and then they would just put them outside in crates
where they got wet and moldy.
Wet and moldy. And then, so when they were shipped to people, people were like, hey,
these stink.
And
they were breaking, they were ripping, and they stank.
And some of the patterns, I mean, I think there was like, I think it was the Tower of Pizza, or no, maybe it was something like that. But, it was like coming out of the crotch so it looked like a penis.
Do you think somebody did that on purpose?
I doubt it. I mean, who's got the time for that tomfoolery?
I mean...
It sounds like these people were just cranking it out.
I could see you. If you worked in... I could see. If you worked in that factory... Whoops.
What?
Hold on.
What happened?
My gavel fell.
Is that how you solve disputes between your boys? Oh my God, it really is a gavel.
I have a gavel on my... my desk, and I hold it whenever I'm doing podcasts. Anyway, drop the gavel.
Okay, drop the gavel.
But yeah, I could see you working in that factory and
just being like,
and
how
having
about this?
Time,
yeah,
to make
right. And then there was like a you know, a precisely placed flower that looked like a vagina.
Also,
in the vagina like area,
a lipstick kiss in the crotch. As well. Yeah.
There were some funny, now that you mention it, there's somebody there was like,
yeah wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, you would. I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
Here's your friggin' leggings.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens is now it's starting to look to people like this is a pyramid scheme. Women are getting angry. They're starting to communicate with each other and saying, I can't even sell this. And so now the women are sort of empowering each other because they're sharing their story. And now LuLaRoe.
Well, because the company had said that they would take the merchandise back.
Well, only when they thought they were about to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
So then they said, yes, we'll take it all back if you're not satisfied.
But they originally said that. And then they said they wouldn't, right?
I think they only said that after they thought
okay.
Going to get
okay, yeah, there's
sued.
No way for me to know.
No. So at some point, they send out this message, and they had to give $100 million in refunds.
That's a lot. That's a lot of terribly made leggings. tights.
$100 million.
I mean, how many leggings? Can you crunch those numbers?
Thomas, can you crunch those numbers for us? So in 2018, LuLaRoe faced over 20 lawsuits. Mm-hmm. And at some point, Washington State files a civil lawsuit for being a pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these women come together and they're like, we would like to do a class action.
They were like, oh, uh-uh.
Oh, uh-uh.
Oh, uh-uh.
Nay, girl, nay.
Nay, girl, nay.
Which was that? I thought that was an exciting part of the film where you're mm-hmm. like, yes, ladies.
Girl power.
Girl. The ladies rise up. And the attorney was this woman.
From Jersey.
A Jersey woman, which I also enjoyed.
Yeah, I liked her.
And during the lawsuits, while that was all going on, LuLaRoe, who owed so many people, they still spent millions of dollars on one of their conventions. And this was kind of sad because they hired Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy, did you love that one guy? What was his name?
Oh, yeah. That said he was never going to listen. He can't enjoy the Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson song.
Yeah.
Ever again. And
he can't listen to
the director or whatever editor, whoever decided to always stay on him a few beats too long.
And even when he sits down at the beginning, yeah. there's like a creak in the chair.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but I love that they just kept it in.
Yeah.
It
was like, they yeah. really would stay with him.
The most awkward, sweet. He was so sweet.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry that he can't listen to Kelly Clarkson. It wasn't Kelly Clarkson's fault.
No, nor was it even Jason Aldean's fault. It's really no. not Jason Aldean's fault.
I mean, Jason Aldean really
had nothing to do with it. He's like an innocent bystander here.
So he needs to lighten up and loosen up a little.
Mm-hmm.
So in February 2021, LuLaRoe settled the Washington State case for $4.7 million, which I thought was stupid. That's nothing for them.
Right.
Part of the settlement requires LuLaRoe to update their refund policy. Oh, because their refund policy, what happened was after they said, okay, we'll refund you, they were not expecting everybody to send back all of that shit. And they started, you know, losing money. So then they said, okay, it's over. It's over.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
over.
Enough's
Even
enough.
Though when they announced it, they said there's no expiration date.
Yep.
Anytime you're unhappy. And then they go, no, it's
yeah.
forget it. Yeah. We never said it. And so now they're just in the middle of
lawsuits up to their tights.
Up to their tights. And a lot of women, a lot of women, you know, they left and they lost a lot of money. A lot of women had to file for bankruptcy,
yeah.
sell their house. I mean, it's just, yeah. ugh, it's, but you know, mm-hmm. that. Story that we see.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. This is my question mm-hmm. about this. Do you think she started out with good intentions?
I think so. I feel like
it seems like it.
Yeah. It seems like they started out with good intentions and it got too big and they were greedy. And I feel like when we were talking about Los Angeles before, and as many great people as I've met, the bad ones that I've met, and it's hard to know until people get certain power and money
mm-hmm.
to see how they're going to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can think somebody's really great and fun and funny and generous and all of those things. And then when power and money get into the wrong hands,
mm-hmm.
it's a crazy thing that it wakes up something in their soul, in their being of who they really are, and they turn.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen.
I remember somebody saying to me once that success makes you more of who you are, or something like that. So if you're at the core a bad person
mm-hmm.
and you become more successful, that really comes out strong.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're at the core a good person, then that also comes out. But It's an interesting thought, you know.
It is. And I feel like there is no, and I know we joke about there's no way to know, but there's truly no way to know until somebody gets power and money. And then you see it.
And then you see it. You would think that these two are just, you know, sweet Mormon couple that's just figured out how to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it was a tough one.
But you can also see that they have made a decision to believe their story of why it's okay what they're doing. When they're talking it through, they feel very confident and comfortable in themselves and in what they're saying because
they believe it. That's the thing about this story. If it were only that they made clothes and then they sold it to people and then those people sold clothes, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. They did that. And then they would tell those people, you have to get however many, 20 more people below you. And the more people you bring in will give you some money for every person that comes in and however much they're making. So it turned into, wasn't about the clothes. It was about getting more people underneath you so you could move up in the pyramid. And that's...
And P.S., you need to lose weight.
Yeah, that was also... I still don't know how the Tijuana... skinnies came into this, but it was like, okay, I guess that's part of the story. I don't know. So anyway, I guess it's still things are still being settled in court, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this company is still around and people are still selling,
signing up and selling.
So I guess if you want to maxi skirt or some crazy leggings with a bee coming out of your vagina, you can get some. I mean, some of them were cute, let's be honest.
Which ones? Which ones did you have your eye on?
The blue ones with the flowers. It was interesting because it felt very Americana to me.
Uh-huh.
Like if you were watching this and you were in Paris and you were watching these women running around.
Oh my God. If you watch 90% of what's going on over here as a French person.
You would be like, what the?
Excuse me, let me throw up. Oh wait, that's Italian.
Oh no. But,
a meatball.
Excuse moi.
You have a bumblebee in your private PP.
That was dead on. Thank you, Tig.
Merci.
Are you ready for some happily ever after thoughts?
Yes.
Okay, did you cry?
How unstable would I have to be? I mean, obviously there's sad moments and you feel for people that...
Well, when I heard that guy say he could never listen to Kelly Clarkson again, I was like, whoa.
You cried?
That's a tearful moment. I didn't cry. Okay, I think we're going to be attracted to the same person.
Oh, who?
Well, you want to say it together? So the question is, who were you attracted to? You're not going to know this person's name, and I'm going to know the name.
Okay.
Okay, on the count of three, I can see it in your eyes that you don't have one thought in your head.
How dare you?
On the count of three, we'll say it at the same time. One, two, three.
Mark.
Ileana. Mark? The guy? The man?
Mm-hmm. Who's Ileana?
The cute designer girl, woman.
Had the plaid pants on.
Yeah.
I forgot. I can't believe I went with Mark when she's out there for the
taking. By the way, you're stuck with Mark. I can't believe you went with Mark.
Here's the thing is if I'm going to be sucked into a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, you want to be at the top?
No, I just felt like he had a very kind, soothing seeming way about him.
Okay. That's shocking.
Okay.
I have to tell you, that is shocking because their kids were much more. How about the one that threw the party?
The son that was crying because his parents were so generous?
Oh, no, no. That guy, no.
You had the hots for him?
I already said Ileana, and I'm sticking with that.
Wow,
I'm
you not, did you write her name down? Were you
I
like,
did, because you, I wanted to make sure I knew it. I didn't want you to take her.
When I'm watching the documentaries, I never think, who am I attracted to?
Oh, that's all I think about.
I know. It's clear because you come to every episode with the name written down. Well, and then I'm on the spot yelling Mark.
I know. I knew you didn't.
When there's an Ileana out there.
I knew you didn't have it. I knew you didn't have it. I could tell by your eyes. You were like dead-eyed.
Oh, nothing. What's new?
Okay. By the way, next week we'll be watching Finders Keepers, which you can watch on Tubi for free. That's nice. Tig, before we go, would you like to hear some fan mail?
Always, Cheryl.
Some true fan mail. Okay. Oh, this is a 5-star review from SNKRBOI. Snarkable?
Say it again. Snarkable? Say it.
Snarkable? Could that be a word?
Snarkable.
It might be Snark Boy. It might be Snark Boy.
Snarkmole. Hey, Snarkmole. Hey. Come on, Cheryl. Hey. Hey, Snarkmole. Hey.
Listen, by the way, I'm sorry if that's your name and I'm mispronouncing it.
Or even if you're pronouncing it correctly, you should apologize. You're crying laughing.
Oh, gosh.
I think if this person has made up their name, I encourage other people to make up funny names.
Names with very few vowels.
Vowels. Snarkable.
Okay. This is entitled Dribble. Hands down, some of the best dribble out there. I find myself cracking up along with Tig and Cheryl regularly. Give the pod a listen. Oh, thank you, Snarkable.
Oh, Snarkable.
Okay.
If you want to hear Cheryl laugh this hard, make up a funnier name than Snarkable.
I am very immature. Okay. We have a review from Thundering Cloud.
Oh.
Hey, Thundering
Cloud. Oh, hey, Thundering Cloud. Hey.
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 This show is a total snack. The only thing I can compare it to is chatting with my sister. Match made in podcast comedic heaven. Honestly, topic is secondary. They could talk about anything. They could talk about anything and I'd listen. Oh, in the opening, it makes me giggle audibly every time. Update. My sister and I were invited to a last-minute Halloween party. Cheryl and Tig costume was a big hit.
Send a picture.
Please. Oh, we need to see
Thundercloud.
Thundering Cloud.
Thundering Clown. Cloud. Thundering Clown. Also, Snarkable. Send a picture of yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Lastly, Adam P. writes, hey, Adam
P. Hey, Adam P.
Gosh, I thought we were actually going to get it. I first discovered your podcast on a road trip this summer. What I expected to be a long trip went by in a flash thanks to your hilarious banter. Speed forward to last weekend and I spent hours listening to your podcast while I scrubbed the grout on my kitchen floors. Once again, the time flew by since you had me in stitches. I thought my knees were sore from all the time I spent scrubbing the floors. Later, I realized the skin on my knees was being burned by the grout cleaner.
Oh, my gosh.
All that to say, you had me cracking up to the point that I didn't fully realize that acid was eating away at my knees.
Oh, my gosh.
You often make mention of the housekeeping practices of your listeners, so I thought I'd share my weird story with you. Perhaps your podcast should come with a warning, may cause fits of laughter, shiny floors, and chemical burns.
Oh, no.
Thanks for the laughs. Oh, Adam P.,
Adam
But
P.
wait a second. Was Adam P. doing this in shorts?
I don't know Adam P. I can only go on what Adam P. wrote.
I mean, if you're doing your floors, you need to wear knee pads, no?
I don't do my floors. Do you do your floors?
No, but if I did, I'd wear knee pads.
And knee pads.
Pants and knee pads, but well, Adam
it seems like the acid would just eat through knee pads too, right?
I mean, that would have to be strong acid.
Remember that episode we did about the podcast where the person started a company, knee pads for babies?
I remember the knee pads for babies.
That feels like an idea from somebody who does not have a baby. You know, like if you have a baby, you wouldn't think, yeah, I just need to throw a pair of knee pads, you know? That's what this baby needs, is knee pads.
This baby needs some knee pads. Oh, boy. Well, thanks, you guys, for your reviews and your letters.
Especially Snorkel.
Snorkel? It might be Snorkel. It's... Maybe it's Snark Boy. I don't know.
No, but it's not as funny.
It ends in B-O-I, so maybe it's... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We're sticking with Snark Mole.
Oh, do you want to... We don't have time to plug things. This was a long one. Tig, we know what you're up to.
I have a national tour. Go to my website, tignotaro.com, and get your tickets now. Okay. Some cities... I know there's... a couple that have sold out, and others are on the way, and it's for the tour January through March. It's called Hello Again, and you have to see it live to see why it's called Hello Again.
And you can watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hello?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Snorkel.
Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO and HBO Max on Sundays at 10:30. All right.
Also.
Oh, boy.
Star Trek Discovery season 4 premieres November 18th. Commander Jet Reno is back.
All right.
Cheryl.
Tig.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. I mean, do you think that's a person's name or is that just like his email address?
It was Sneaker Boy. That was my guess.
That makes sense.
Snorkel. But at least we got Snorkel out of it.
Oh my God. He's not even going to know who we're talking about. Oh my God.
Snorkel.
Sneaker Boy. Okay, yeah. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.